The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat like me, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers, stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy, this is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
I think you have to stay aggressive. You got to continue to play your game and believe in what you're doing. And like I said, for the most part, we've been doing that. But like it's starting to look like you're either the hammer or the nail in the series, you know. And so we have to go and be the hammer. Like we have to keep moving forward and pressing and you know, forcing them into mistakes.
So the Avalanche blow a 3-0 lead, blow a 4-3 lead late, give up an empty net goal with less than a minute left, and then lose in overtime. They'll lead the series 3-2 going back to St. Louis. You said, hey, Jared Bednar needed to do a better job of keeping this team focused when they were up 3-0. Come on, don't you think he was saying those things on the bench? Come on, guys, don't let up. You know, sure. It's not over yet. This team's not. Don't you think he was saying those things? So what?
I'm sure.
What could he have done differently?
You know, that
if he sensed a little bit of a let, do you change lines? Do you call a timeout? Break a stick over the boards? What?
At some point, you got. I don't know. I don't know what he did. Maybe he read him the riot act between periods. I don't know. But at some point, you got to do something. I'm sure that he was saying that. Like, I mean, just in hindsight, listen to that sound. You're either the hammer or the nail. In this series, you got to keep the pressure on. They let the pressure off. And you know what? They played on their heels, and then all of a sudden, they're like, oh, gosh. Now, I tell you what, the response of Nathan MacKinnon on that goal when they went 3-3, that was the most ridiculous. I mean, the most ridiculous goal maybe that I've seen. Certainly in this year's playoffs.
Considering it was in the playoffs, he literally skated from one end to the other, and he skated through and around four of the five Blues that was on the ice. And that,
inconceivable.
And that move at that angle, backhand to forehand, and then
while being leaned on and defended. How he got it back to the forehand and got it over the top of, what's the guy's name, Husso?
Incredible call.
You know it.
And that's why when that happened, I'm like, okay, disaster averted.
Right.
They're fine.
I thought so, too.
The building was going bonkers. And I thought, it's over. But St. Louis would not go away, and the Avalanche just couldn't clear the puck.
You know what they call Husso in California? Jusso.
Next on the Morning Brew.
It's the same as if you win a game. You enjoy it for 3 minutes and you move on. And here it's the same thing. You sold for 3 minutes and you move on. That's as simple as that. It's playoff hockey. It's not supposed to be easy.
Well, Nathan MacKinnon was unbelievable.
Yeah, he was.
With the three goals. And if there's a silver lining, I guess.
Okay.
If there's a silver lining, what did we talk about yesterday? That, hey, not only do we want the Avs to get the win, but are there a couple other boxes you'd like to see them check off? And one thing that I said was, I'd like to see Nathan MacKinnon, Cale Makar, and Mikko Rantanen get going.
Mm-hmm.
Still waiting for Makar and Rantanen to get their first goals. And no, I'm not counting Rantanen's empty netter. But MacKinnon, that's...
Yeah,
even in a gut punch loss, that was a real good silver lining to take from it.
MacKinnon was phenomenal. Now we get, remember when Mikko Rantanen was, or not Mikko Rantanen, but Makar was
the best player in the hockey?
Yeah.
You know, he was better than Bobby Orr.
Yeah.
Remember that?
It's been 84 years.
Yeah, not quite that long, but it's been a while.
It feels like it.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Sawinski out to right. This one is deep. And Jack ties it. 3-run home run for Jack Sawinski. Out to right and deep. And Van Meter hits it out of here. 3-run home run for Josh Van Meter.
Pirates TV. I don't know. Do people even want Rocky updates? I threw it in here just figuring, I don't know, dude.
Can we just get the song, John?
Do people? I really. I mean, do. Give me a quick.
Darkness, my old friend.
Quick gauge on the text line. Does anybody really want baseball update?
Did you just lose 3 of 4 to the worst team in baseball?
Because not 3 of 4, but 2 of 3.
Are you sure?
Yes. Seeds while I was
sleeping. Yes, 2 or 3.
They lost the series.
They're
the worst team in baseball.
Yeah. That it was the lowest scoring team in baseball. You just gave up 10. By the way, the dude that the dude that started for the Rockies.
Oh yeah, yeah. Who was that guy?
Some dude named Feltner. He was the guy that they called up when Iron Man, Rifkin-esque, Chris Bryant went on the DL again.
Oh, now that's a great nickname.
Should we start calling?
My back.
Yeah, we'll start calling.
You know what?
Should I start Iron Man or the Iron Horse? What do you want to call it?
No, Iron Horse is always going to go to Gary.
Yeah, he's the Iron Man.
He's the Iron Man.
Chris Bryant, the Iron Man.
So any what do you call that?
Derivation?
Derivation. That's the word I was looking. Thank you, Mike. I knew I could count on you. Any derivation of Iron Man. So you could call him Robert Downey. You can call
right.
him,
right? That's
right.
That's
you,
right.
You can call him.
Call him Tony Stark. I don't care.
Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can call him Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Let's just call him from this point forward Tony Stark. Can we just, can we decree that?
I like that.
Can we make a decree?
Hey,
let's Chris Bryant is forevermore.
Let's get the Philadelphia City Council to convene and make that so. Okay?
Yes. Can we, from this point forward on this show, Chris Bryant is now become Tony Stark.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I know I have to find my way back in.
Okay.
So, yeah, if I have to come in as a backup, that's fine. But that's not where I'm staying.
Colin Kaepernick on the I Am Athlete podcast. Kaepernick worked out with the Raiders. No word on how the workout went, just that he worked out. His first NFL workout since 2017. Look, for a long time throughout this, I've steadfastly felt, come on, Colin Kaepernick, when I look especially at all the dreck that's out there among backup quarterbacks, you can't tell me he doesn't deserve a spot in the league. But that was a while. He hadn't played since 2017.
Five years.
5 years, dude, at some point. So what do you think? Dude was a pretty good quarterback. Hey, remember, everybody, let's not gloss over this. If he had been willing to take a pay cut, he'd have been a Denver Bronco.
All right, after 5 years, now, you know, like the last time he played, I think he got beat out by Blaine Gabbert. So, I mean, let's pump the brakes on him. Like I saw an article yesterday. He'd already be better than 4 starters or 5 starters in the league. Let's slow down on that.
Yeah, I got to see him. I'd have to see him play.
He hasn't played in 5 years.
Let's see him play first before we start making judgment like that.
Like when he was a starter in a more traditional sense, the last time he played, he was awful. I mean, he wasn't awful is probably too strong a word. He wasn't great. So, but do I think he deserves an opportunity to be a backup quarterback right now and see if he could blossom? Absolutely.
Well, he's got to beat out Nick Mullins and Jarrett Stidham, currently Derek Carr's backups. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.